actually, this is to do with the decisions that the ministers responsible for meteorology have to make to do with the meteorology in Africa, so to move forward with the rest of the world in terms of taking the issues of meteorology forward in Africa.
When you say taking the issues of meteorology forward in Africa, what do you mean specifically?
So that we are at par with the rest of the world.
Now, what is the situation of meteorology or meteorological services in Africa? Are there challenges you are facing?
Yes, there are a number of challenges. The challenges like a lack of monitoring equipment. A number of countries are facing a lot of challenges in terms of monitoring the weather because of the lack of equipment. As you know, the equipment for monitoring weather is very expensive, and that poses a challenge because most of the countries can't afford to buy the equipment itself. So this is where we are trying to bang heads to see the way forward, to make sure that the continent is well covered in terms of weather monitoring.
What impact does this lack of monitoring equipment have on African countries?
It affects a lot because, as you know, that we can't make a weather forecast without any input from weather information that is monitored by the equipment. So there's a big impact in that there is a lack of information to be used for forecasting, and there is a lack of information for anybody to do research. So this is why we are saying let's move forward so that Africa is not lagging behind to the rest of the world.
And how are you going to go about securing this monitoring equipment?
Well, we are sharing ideas in terms of resource mobilization. There's a program in the World Meteorology Organization Secretariat on resource mobilization. So we're trying to find out how we can do resource mobilization so that we are able to get resources for procuring of equipment, and also even capacity building in terms of training the relevant human resource, like the forecasters, so that we reach the required levels of capacity.
Are you going to mobilize financial resources within the continent, or are you looking to donors outside of Africa?
Actually, we are looking at development partners outside the continent, and as well as those ones within the continent.
And of course, your own country, Malawi, has recently suffered from floods. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, actually, you are right indeed that Malawi has suffered from the floods. Currently, we are still in that state whereby we have lost a lot of lives and also property because of the floods, because of intense rainfall that was there. And what we are saying is that we should enhance the early warning part of the weather so that people are prepared, so that we don't lose much lives or property in the future.
So if you had monitoring equipment, for instance, do you think that you would have been able to better deal with these floods?
Well, I think because obviously people get the information on time, then they'll be warned on time, and then it means they would take the precaution measures and prevent from being affected by the disasters like the floods.